வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 12th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of April, 1976, in Bombay, India.
Translation. The brahmachari should carry in the hand pure kusha grass, dressing himself regularly with a belt of straw, a deerskin garment, a bunch of hair, a staff and water pot, as well as the sacred thread.
Mekhala jinavakansi yatavanna kamandalam vibhriya upapritam cha garvapani jatolitam. The description of brahmachari is going on. Here, the dress should be as simple as possible. So, jina means deer skin. That is very essential because formerly the brahmacharis used to go to Guru Griha. In those days, the Guru Griha was not palatial building. Now, if you haven't got palatial building, nobody will come to the different states. But actually, Brahmachari, the Guru also, they were living in the forest, and brahmachari used to go to the Guru Griha in the deer skin in the forest is very essential. That's why if we take some blankets, we can spread anywhere and sit down. Deer skin, it is said that if you have got deer skin, you can sleep in the jungle, the snake will not touch you. That is the Drabhagun, the special effect of deer skin. Either tiger skin or deer skin, if you sit down, if you sleep, the snake will not come. This is also very scientific. Therefore, because the brahmacharis used to live in the jungle, it was essential. But on the whole, the not that gorgeous dress, very nice bedstead, as far as possible. Javatat, whatever is absolutely necessary, that is Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization does not recommend that artificially you increase your necessities life. And there is so much taboo. It's like nowadays in your country, the machine is there in every respect, even for saving your cheap requirements. So, this increasing the artificial necessities of life is possible when there is no higher thought. After all, we are thoughtful. We have got better consciousness in the human form of life than the animals. Our consciousness is developed. But because in this age, material world, we have no spiritual idea. So whatever power we have got in thinking, you are trying to increase artificially material wealth. The idle brain is a devil's one. So, this is called anartha. Anartha means things which are not wanted. This is the distinction between each and all. If I can lie down, the Eastern civilization is that if I can lie down on the floor, where is the necessity of a bedstead or a cot? Is not. If I can lie down, keeping, resting my head on the arms, why there is necessity of pillow? If I can drink water with my palms like this, what is the use of any water pot? Minimize. Spiritual life does not mean artificially increasing necessity. Nidra, arogya, harata, even the most important necessities of life, kaha, everyone has to eat something. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitunamsa, these are bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, sex, and taking precaution from danger. These are bodily necessities. But spiritual advancement means, as Rupa Goswami and other Goswami showed as example, they conquer the world. Nidra, ahara, vihara, kadi, vidito. To conquer over sleeping, to conquer over eating, to conquer over sex, and to conquer over fear. Fearing, we are afraid because we are thinking, I am this body. Vayam dityadi nivishatasya. The question of fear comes. If there is this body, there is some danger. Why you are fearful? Because I am thinking I am this body. Dvitiya Vinivesham. I am soul, everyone of us, spirit soul, Krishna spirit soul. So, even after the destruction of body, I do not die. Na hannati hannamani sarire. But this realization we are lacking, therefore, when there is some danger about my body, I become fearful. This is duty of me. But that does not mean unnecessarily we are exposed to danger. No. But we must have this concept that this body is temporary, even if it is destroyed, I am not going to die. But if it is no life to be destroyed, let it be done so. Where is the question of fear? That does not mean I not take any precaution. I must take precaution. But I shall not be overwhelmed, just sharp buddhi. If I think that like in car there are some little accidents the other day. So although there are accidents, we do not care, we begin to know. Because we know that because there is some accident, then we are lost. No? So, the more we become spiritually advanced, these things coming. Nidrahara, vihara, kadi. Those who are accustomed to material habit, at the time of drinking tea, if he does not get a cup of tea, he becomes mad after it. Because too much materially inclined. But you have given up. Yes, there is no, that without drinking tea, I am not going to die. Why should I be unnecessarily take all these things? This is spiritual life. Spiritual life does not mean go on increasing your material necessity as you become spiritual. No, the minimum. Javaratha prayer. As much as required. We shall talk very major thing. That is spiritual life. So Brahmachari starts. From the very beginning, he starts to shortcut the necessities of life. Shortcut. Mekhala jina bhāsāṁsi jatā dhanna kamandal. Jatā. Jatā means the bunch of hair. You should not take care of hair. Then automatically it will become jata. If you apply very nice coconut oil and with comb, he dressed very nicely, then there will be no jata. The jata means don't care of your things. If you want to keep here at all, first of all, there is no question of this caretaking. If you become clean, safe, there are two processes. A brahmachari, either he is clean, safe, or he keeps his hair without any taking care. That is two process. Jata, command. Not that I shall keep my hair. Now in the Kali Yuga, the hair is very valued. Life and soul. I have seen some of our disciples have seen is out of this camp immediately here. I've seen so many. When you are within the camp, very advanced, suppose, but as soon as he is one day after, he keeps it. It's so tendency. Because in this age, it is understood that if you can keep here, bunch of hair, not very nice, but simply hair will make him beautiful. Lavandam Kesulas, although he has no lavandam, he has no beauty, still he thinks I have become very beautiful by keeping here. So, this should be avoided. In this age, of course, this is jata is not possible. If you keep jata, then when you go on the street for begging alms for guru, then perhaps you will be chased by so many animals. It is better to remain clean, safe. It has no botheration, no taking care of the hair, no oil required. So, jata kamandalam, vibhriya upavitam, but the secret faith must be. Secret faith. That is the sign that this person has approached Guru. The secret faith is the indication that he is twice born. First of all, he was born by the father and mother. Now he has approached Guru, and Guru gives him initiation and sacred prayer. That means he is under the care of Guru. That is required. Atadvana purusha veda. Unless one takes shelter of Atad, he is not taken care of. He is vagabond. If one does not take shelter of Acharya, then he is a Bhagavan. Therefore, in India, we see so many Bhagavans. No employment, no caretaker, loitering in the street, playing at noontime, no engagement. This is the defect, because we have lost our own culture. Although this culture, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, the Indian culture, unfortunately, we have given up. Varnasam dharma, varna four varnas and four asama, we are simply giving up. No more brahman, no more kshatriya, no more vaishya, no more sudra, less than sudra, pancha. Less than sudra means tandal. Kirata Hunam, the Pulinda Pukkusha, there are so many divisions of Chanda. Panchama, they are called Panchama. So, the whole thing is Dakshitarvi. Giving up our own culture and imitating the foreigners, Western country, that also we cannot do very properly because we are meant for different purpose. And in India. In India, one who has taken birth in India, it is understood that in his previous birth he tried to cultivate spiritual culture, therefore he has been given the opportunity to take birth in India. India is so far. But as soon as he takes birth, the rascal leader spoils him. the rascal father spoils him, the rascal teacher spoils him. So what can they do to fall from the generation? They have been taught that the spiritual culture is useless because we are so much spiritually inclined, the foreigners came and they ruled over us. Now give up all this nonsense, become technology. This is going on. So, this is not metaphysics. This is a fact that punapunacharvita-charmana, there is no meaning of giving up spiritual cultivation and taking to or imitating something. This is called anatha. Anatha means unnecessarily very blind. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for guiding us. Anatha upasamam sattva bhakti yugam madhukti. These rascals, they have forgotten their own culture. They have accepted so many anarthas, unwanted things. Take for example drinking wine. Is it very necessary thing? But drinking tea, is it very necessary? Drinking, smoking bidi, these are artificial. Then at the cost of bidi smokers, many millionaires are there in India. And in your country also, at the cost of the smokers, many millions, at the cost of the meat eaters, there are many, many rich men. So, the society is creating unnecessary entanglement. So, this the Bhagavad culture, Bhagavad Dharma, which we are trying to spread, Krishna consciousness, it is the only remedy for curbing down this unnecessary so-called civilization. Anatha upasamam sattva bhakti yugam madhukhali. This thing, practically everyone can see that you Western boys and girls, so many anathas you practice, but as soon as you come to bhakti yoga, everything is finished. So this is a fact. Anatha upasamam sattva bhakti yugam madhukhali. If you take to bhakti yoga, immediately anathas, unwanted things, finish. Lokasrajana. They are trying to minimize the anathas. In your country, you know, the government is spending millions of dollars to stop this LSD habit. The government has admitted that we are spending so much money, but when these boys come to Krishna consciousness, immediately we say, anatha upasamam sattva. It is bad. The government has failed to stop this intoxication, I will tell you, spending millions of dollars, but by the grace of Krishna, the same hippie, the same LSD man, as soon as it comes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes completely upasamam sattva. Bhakti yoga madhukhali. So, if you want to be peaceful, happy, you have to again bring in the Vedic culture, simple life and high thinking. That is one. If you introduce more and more anarthas, unwanted things, how you can be happy? We have to minimize even whatever we absolutely require. Absolutely required, ahara nidra bhaya. It has to be cut. That is civilization, not that increase. This is the misguiding civilization. Anyadathaam bhai rupaniyamam. This is a civilization where a blind man is guiding and few others, and many others blind. So what is this? The leader, he is a rascal, he does not know what is the aim of life, and he has become a leader. So many songs. When I was talking with Professor Patel, so I asked him this question, that after all you are required, you are need of a leader. So, you are being led by your Lenin philosophy, and we are being led by Krishna philosophy. So where is the difference in the procedure? You require a leader. We require a leader. That is the want. Without leader you cannot go. But if you select a bad leader, blind leader, then you remember. The power of Krishna consciousness movement is that you have to accept one leader. That you cannot have one. Either you become communist or capitalist or this or that. You have to accept one leader. So, take the best, first class, perfect leader, Krishna. Then you will be happy. Otherwise, it is not possible. Anathavo samam saad saad bhakti yoga madhakari lokasya ajanata. These rascals, they do not know how to accept leader. Vidyan chakre sattata samhita. Therefore, back there, the most learned person, Vidyan, he has prepared the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Amalam Puram. So, if you read, Nittanga Bhāgavata Seva, daily. So, we are making so much effort, we are building nice buildings. So, you come and discuss Bhāgavatam, then you will be happy. Otherwise, if you want to go to hell, samadharam jositam sanghisanam. If you simply associate with the devotees, jositam sanghisanam, jositam sanghisanam, those are too much fond of home. They are called josit sanghis. They are called jositam. So not only to become, it is condemned, too much being attached to home. If one is too much attached to a man, if you make association with him, then you are also. Tamadharam jositana sanghita. Mahasevadharam mahunvimukte. If you want to be relieved from these anathas, unwanted things, to become clean, satyasuddhi, it is called satyasuddhi. Tapa dibbhanga putra kādhinas. Suddhita, satya. You do not understand that we are in asuddha satya. Our existence is impure. Therefore, although I am eternal, although I am a living entity, nitya sattva svayam, still I have to suffer this consequence, birth, death, old age, and things. There is no brain in. The Bhagavad Gita is said, na hannate hannamane sarire. After annihilation of this body, the soul is never destroyed. Then why am I suffering this destruction, death? The whole problem is death. But they do not care. They have become so rascals and fools. They do not know what is the problem. The real problem is stop your death, reputation of birth, death, old age, and evil. They don't care. They are animals. The animal, they do not care. But the human form, if they do not care like that, they are animals. So this is civilization. How one should be conscious about his self, why he is put into this tribulation, kiyami kano more jati tapasya. This question should be there. Then answers are there. Then our life is successful. That is perfection of civilization. Not this nonsense civilization keep everyone in darkness and eat beans, meal, many and go to hell, like that. This is not civilization. Thank you very much.